Hello, and thank you for joining us. This is Christina Perez with Our Lady of Victory School, bringing you this week's installment of the Homeschool Tip of the Week series. This week, we're going to discuss the proper way to answer written questions. Although this seems rather straightforward, there are some specific guidelines that students should follow when completing their written work, and this is mainly going to be for upper middle school and through high school especially, but all students really can benefit from this, and it's never too early to start a good habit. So let's get started. The first item is that all answers should be in complete sentences which restate the question. This means it's not sufficient for a student to simply put yes or no, or yes it is, no it isn't. And that's because the person reading or grading the assignment won't know what is being asked. So the answer should be in a complete sentence which restates the question. For example, this question comes from a high school religion book, Our Goal and Our Guides. It reads, "Do all Protestants believe in the Trinity, in the divinity of Jesus Christ?" Some students could put, "No, they don't." That is not sufficient, especially for a high schooler. So a proper, more professional, complete answer for this question would be, "Most Protestants do not believe in the Trinity, nor do they believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ." So that way, the person grading it knows exactly what is being asked, and it's professional and complete as it should be. So, number one, answer all questions in complete sentences which restate the question. Secondly, this is regarding definitions. Definitions should really be memorized word for word. Definitions are written in a very succinct manner, so they're direct and to the point. And sometimes when students try to reword a definition, the meaning can be entirely lost. So it's best to stick with what the expert has written down. So when memorizing definitions, do your very best to memorize these definitions word for word. It's to the point and very direct. Another question that we hear quite often from students and parents alike is, how long should the answer be? This is going to vary based on a couple things. First of all, if you've been given a specific guideline as to how long the answer should be, this would include if it says, in a well-formed paragraph, answer the following question, or complete a 500-word book report. Those have very specific guidelines and will give the student a good place to start. But if you don't have those specific guidelines, the best rule of thumb is that the question should be answered fully with enough detail so that the audience won't have any questions or miss any information. If the student wants to provide some supporting quotations, they can most certainly do that. This is especially true in literary analysis, but it shouldn't make up more than about 20% of their own written work. So how long should the answer be? Go by the word count if applicable, and answer the question fully with enough detail so that your audience doesn't miss any important information. Finally, students should not use contractions in formal writing. Yes, in formal speech or even in everyday speech, it's very acceptable to say don't, couldn't, shouldn't, wouldn't, and so forth. But in written work, it's not professional, and students should try to avoid that. They should also avoid slang or any type of word choices that's a little too commonplace and not professional enough for school. They should also avoid the term like and you know, those types of things that we should all try to avoid in our everyday speech anyway. But really, students should be avoiding contraction, slang, and word choice that's just not professional enough for a school level. This concludes our tip of the week. I hope you enjoy this, and I hope that the students will find some little tips here they can use and help to make their papers that much better. If you have any questions or have any comments for this tip, please don't hesitate to contact me, Christina@olvs.org. That's christina@olvs.org. Thank you so much for listening. God bless and happy homeschooling.